What's up, Detroit? Shigeto here. I'm hosting a brand new program called The New Music Show, sharing my must-have cuts to the freshest sounds coming out of the city. The New Music Show, Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 101.9 WDET.
Curiosity is a production of WDET in Detroit. Visit us at wdet.org/curious.
I'm Eli Newman, and this is Curiosity, where WDET finds the answers to your questions about everything Detroit. This week's question comes from Dan Galodner in Huntington Woods.
I moved from Washington, D.C. to Detroit in the mid-90s, and people said, you have to try the Boston Cooler. So tried it, and it's like, okay, what's the deal here? You know, why is it called a Boston Cooler, not a ginger ale cooler or something like that? You know? So just curious.
So if you're new to the area like Dan, a Boston Cooler is pretty easy to make. First, you'll need a glass, add some vanilla ice cream, and most importantly, Werner's ginger ale. Mix it all together, that's what makes the difference between a Werner's float and a Boston Cooler. And enjoy. I'm walking down the streets of Old Detroit. Sort of. It's the basement of the Detroit Historical Museum, and hundreds of people are drinking Boston Coolers for the Werner's 150th anniversary party. Among them is James Werner V, whose great-great-grandfather founded Detroit's ginger ale empire. I thought he might have some idea to the origin of the concoction.
I don't know exactly how it was invented, but a lot of people speculate on the name Boston Cooler. They say, why was it named that? Well, you know, was it because of the street, Boston Avenue? Possibly.
A lot of people at this party think the Boston Cooler name comes from the Boston Edison neighborhood. Sounds like a good guess, right? Not quite, and here's why. In July 1889, almost 20 years before the first homes were built in Boston Edison, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch printed this article on the season's hottest cocktail recipes.
Latest summer drinks, straight tips from Gotham's greatest mixicologists. Patrick Murphy, who mixes drinks for half the stock exchange, points to the Boston Cooler as his crowning triumph. It is half sarsaparilla, half ginger ale.
So we have the ginger ale, but no ice cream. Not quite the Boston Cooler near and dear to our hearts. Now this is where things get a little strange. In the 1910s, the Boston Cooler reappears. Newspapers are printing ads for the treat around the country. For 15 cents, you could go to the soda fountain and get half a cantaloupe with a scoop of ice cream and a cherry on top? That's not the Boston Cooler I know. But then, on July 18th, 1928, there's an ad in the Pittsburgh Press. A man smiles while he holds a glass.
Try a Boston Cooler made this way. Ice cream, thoroughly chilled Sagertown old-style ginger ale, beaten together to make a smooth, thick beverage.
That's it. Vanilla ice cream and ginger ale from, wait, did he say Sagertown? It appears that at some point in the 20s, Boston Coolers could refer to any sort of soda pop combination with ice cream. You could get a Heyer's Root Beer Boston Cooler, a Sagertown Old Style Ginger Ale Boston Cooler, and of course, a Werner's Boston Cooler. It wasn't until 1967 that Werner's filed a copyright for the name, taking ownership of the summertime staple that we know and love today. So Dan, does that answer your question?
That is amazing. That's really cool. It's interesting how it goes far back. We used to be calling everything with ice cream and soda a Boston Cooler. Well, I thank you guys for doing the research. This is very helpful for the summertime.
For newspaper clippings and other Boston Cooler memorabilia, visit wdet.org/curious. There, you can let us know what you're curious about in Detroit or the region. Thanks for listening. I'm Eli Newman.